Des, I guess at this stage players have all the game preparation done, and maybe now it's about nerves and handling the mental stuff.
Yes, I think you're probably right, but and you're right, they have all the work done. I mean, if you're arriving at Augusta and looking for your game, I think you're in the wrong place. Most of them have been building up to this now all season, and every tournament that we're playing up to now is a build-up to the Masters. It's the first major, and you know, people's careers are sometimes defined by winning majors, and I think they're all ready to go now. And there's a lot of guys in the mix that can win this tournament.
Is the Masters different in a build-up sense to other majors? Is there just something more intense about it?
Yeah, well, I think all the majors are like that. But the difference with the Masters, as you know, it's played at Augusta every year. It's a flagship tournament. It's really, for a lot of guys, it's the start of the big golfing season. And from a spectator's point of view, of course, the beauty of Augusta and the television coverage is just fantastic. I mean, even as a kid, I can remember watching the Masters. And I think every golfer that's interested, they love the Masters for lots of reasons.
Well, you talk about players finding their game there. Do you think after a second place finish in Texas last week, Rory has found his?
Yeah, I do. I think it was a great thing that happened last weekend. He played like the Rory we expect. He's had a bit of a bumpy ride up to now. I wasn't too worried. I mean, I've been a player most of my life, and I know that you go through these ups and downs and flows in your game, and a player of his class, all he needs is a little injection of confidence, which he got last weekend. So I think he's right where he should be.
Was his poor form caused by the change of equipment, or was it a mix of that and maybe him just trying to work other things out and try other things on and off the course?
Yeah, that, and I think people forget, he came off such a high at the end of last year in that he played absolutely fantastic at the back end of the season. I think he won three of his last five events. And then the big new contract and all the hullabaloo about that. And I think that threw him off a little bit. And, you know, it's hard to stay on that high, even for a great player like him. So, you know, I think he was quite happy to let it drift. He probably got a bit of a shock that his form was maybe not as good as he'd hoped. But I think last week will put everything right now.
Now, Padraig Harrington has been in good form of late, although some golf writers and pundits have suggested that he has done well tee to green, but putting is still a problem for him.
Well, he had 23 putts in his first round last week in Texas, so I don't know if it's a real problem. But it's good to see Padraig back to form. You know, he played good at the back end of last year. He's opened this year playing very consistent. He's really got to hit his A game to win, because, you know, he hasn't been contending at the top end as often as you'd like to see him there. But again, he had a top 10 last week, so I feel he's in pretty decent form too.
Is he still too distracted by the mental side of things? Is he still tweaking and tinkering a bit too much?
Yeah, you know, I love Padraig, really do. He's a great fella. But yeah, I do often wonder, he's always tricking around with his game. When he won the three majors, he started to make changes, and you'd wonder why. That's just the way he is. Padraig can't help being the way he is. He, you know, from the very beginning, he analysed everything to death. And you know, he's hardly going to change now. But that doesn't mean he can't come and hit form and win a major. He's proved it before.
Another one of the Irish players who has won majors in the past is Graham McDowell. What chance do you give him at Augusta?
Yeah, but I don't really fancy Graham. I have to be honest this week, because as much as I like Graham's game and there are other tournaments I'd really fancy him in, I don't think this golf course suits Graham, because the way they've set this golf course up in recent years, the length they've put on it, it's going to play into the hands of the boomers. And although Graham's a great player, he's not one of the boomers. I feel the same about Luke Donald. He's a great player, but this course isn't going to suit him, because you know, unless you're carrying the ball 290 and 300 yards, this course becomes very, very difficult.
Sounds like this course is ideally suited to one Tiger Woods.
Well, I think most courses suit Tiger, but it also Rory and Dustin Johnson. And I mean, there are lots of players who are hitting it well out there. But Luke Donald and Graham aren't the boomers, you know. They're more suited to US Open, British Open type courses, where straight hitting and good short games come into play.